And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 2nd of March, 2016. It's the birthday of Dr. Seuss, Theodore Seuss Geisel, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1904, edited the humor magazine at Dartmouth, was kicked off the magazine for drinking gin in his room, but he kept writing for it under the pseudonym Seuss, his middle name, his mother's maiden name. He was a freelance cartoonist and ad man, and on a ship coming home from Europe in 1936, he wrote a children's book, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, rejected by 20 different editors, and then walking along Madison Avenue, he ran into a Dartmouth classmate who worked at Vanguard Press, and they published it in 1937. Dr. Seuss said, if I had been walking down the other side of Madison Avenue, I'd be in the dry cleaning business today. It's the birthday of John Irving, Exeter, New Hampshire, 1942, author of The World According to Garp, The Hotel New Hampshire, Cider House Rules, novels influenced by the works of Charles Dickens. John Irving, who writes at an L-shaped desk surrounded by notepads and notebooks, writes by hand before typing. He said, one great advantage of writing by hand, in addition to how much it slows you down, is that it makes me write at the speed that I feel I should be composing rather than faster than I can think. It's the birthday of the novelist Tom Wolfe, Richmond, Virginia, 1931, author of The Bonfire of the Vanities, A Man in Fall, I Am Charlotte Simmons, and most recently Back to Blood, a story about Cuban immigrants in Miami. He said, the reason a writer writes a book is to forget a book, and the reason a reader reads one is to remember it. And it's the birthday of Sholem Aleichem, born in Pereyaslav, Ukraine, 1859, Yiddish language writer, son of a successful lumber merchant. His given name was Solomon Rabinowitz, but he adopted a pen name because his family disapproved of him writing in Yiddish rather than in Hebrew. Wrote many stories about Tevye, the milkman, which inspired the musical Fiddler on the Roof. Sholem Aleichem, who said, life is a dream for the wise, a game for the fool, a comedy for the rich, a tragedy for the poor. He said, no matter how bad things get, you got to go on living, even if it kills you. Died at the age of 57 in New York City. 100,000 mourners lined the streets on the day of his funeral. Here's a poem for today by Pat Schneider. Middle Age. The child you think you don't want is the one who will make you laugh. She will break your heart when she loses the sight in one eye and tells the doctor she wants to be an apple tree when she grows up. It will be this child who forgives you again and again for believing you don't want her to be born, for resisting the rising tide of your body, for wishing for the red flow of her dismissal. She will even forgive you for all the breakfasts you failed to make exceptional. Someday this child will sit beside you when you are old and too tired of war to want to watch the evening news. She will tell you stories like the one about her teenaged brother, your son, and his friends taking her out in a canoe when she was 5 years old, how they left her alone on an island in the river while they jumped off the railroad bridge. A poem, Middle Age, by Pat Schneider, from Another River, New and Selected Poems, published by Amherst Writers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.